maybe put the mules and horses in the barn and feed them. First thing we done, curl them and get them ready for the day's work.
That's a lot of work.
Oh, man, now I lived right here on this prairie, right down this big rock house, next place down here. Well, in fact, it's a brother, Quince. He lives right down there, next place down, after this place there, next place on the right. I lived there 5 years in World War I. I bought 4 big mules. They didn't take me to the army and they didn't act like they could. They put me in what they call Class 4 then.
Wanted to keep the country
fed. Oh, boy, I wanted to keep them fed. You see, when it come along, World War II is a different story. The women and the children could run these tractors and they couldn't harness these mules, don't you see? Different story altogether.
Yeah.
I was examined the first rattle out of the box, passed A1, expected to go to the army right off. I had 2 children. It wasn't a week, maybe a week, 10 days. I got my report back, you were in Class 4. Boy, they never did even mention me anymore. Never did.
That didn't happen to me.
You was in the...
I was 1A and they drafted me.
Yeah, that was in World War II though, yeah. It wasn't one.
Well, I got drafted the day before I was supposed to be sworn in.
I see.
I was 3 months trying to get in the Air Force and then finally they said, all right, come down tomorrow. And went home, there was my draft notice.
Oh! Well, that's the reason I never served any in the Army was they wouldn't take me. I was well qualified for it. But,
did you have any special shelter for your hogs and your pigs?
Yes, we had that. Now, I'll tell you what we did have. I told you, there's a stampede, you know. A lot of times these sows would find these pigs in the woods. And they would line up with the pigs of the month or so off. And just, we had lots of masks, what they call masks or aprons, you know, and warrants and coconuts, and for a certain time, most any time in the year, these hogs would live in the woods. Well, you take, you probably don't know it, but I do, you take a hog, acorns don't have any protein, but no protein, but lots of fat. Lots of fat. You take 4 foot of hog and you put the fat on acorns, you will have feeding corn. If you've got plenty of acorns. And a pig won't do very good because they want more protein, don't you see? And you can take the lard out of a hog where it's all together, out on the mass, it won't get solid at all. Just like grease, it'll just run all the time.
Well, I've done.
Yes, sir, that's right. Yeah, but you can catch them up and feed them about 6 weeks after they've taken the mast, then you've got awful good meat, fine meat.
You mentioned they just ranged. Did you ever have any shelter for them, a shed?
Yes, I know what you're talking. Sometimes they would do that, you know, they'd come up almost every night that way and sleep there, see.
What did you call that?
Oh, it's a hog house. Yeah, a hog bed or something of that kind.
I guess you mentioned, I think, where you kept your milk and butter. Did you call that anything special?
You mean where we kept it?
Yeah.
Well, lots of times we had different places. Sometimes we'd dig out a hole in the side of the house and we'd have make us a box, you know, and a good big box. And then they'd pour water in there, you know, and keep that cool and keep a lid on it. That way, that's one way we had to keep it. Lots of times, then we'd keep it at the spring. A lot of times, and a lot of times people would let butter down in the well, you know, on a rope, and keep it cool and nice that way, and also milk. Same way.
What do you call a farmer who raises cows for milk and butter and things like that?